Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to Job Search Radio. Mark Anthony Dyson is my guest, and he's a real interesting man, the host of The Voice of Job Seekers, another podcast, and a good show. And we have a great conversation about some of the technology tools that you as a job hunter can use as part of your search. Now, during the show, I promised that I would include some of the Chrome extensions that I use as part of my work in headhunting. And that's in the show notes that you'll be seeing with this. So make the point of using these. They're all free, and I think they'll wind up helping you. And I also want to mention that if you haven't already done so, visit JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, my site for job hunters with curated information from around the web that will help you be more effective with your job search. And with that, let's get on with today's show and sing along.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Altman.
So my guest here is Mark Anthony Dyson, the host of Voice of Job Seekers, a career coach, a career consultant, a true professional in job search. Mark, welcome to Job Search Radio. Great to have you on.
Thanks, Jeff. I really appreciate being on your show.
Thank you so much. So when I got into recruiting back in the Stone Ages, the notion of technology was a typewriter and correct type and fixing resumes that way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I think about job hunting now, things have obviously radically changed. We moved past the fax machine. We've moved on to mobile devices, way past the PC. And we're going to be talking about some good tech tools that people need to utilize as part of their search. So what's the first tool that always comes to mind for you when you make recommendations to people?
Well, there's tons of them, and there's tons of ways to look at it. Probably the first thing I would say is to make sure that you have your resume on your phone or in a mobile position. So you want to have the Microsoft Office mobile app ready to go, which is free for most people, but I recommend getting the paid monthly these days, since you could just pay $9.99 and you can download it to your phone. And as you need Word or Excel, you can go ahead and have access to those. Although Word is probably just enough, and the Outlook hub is the best thing to have on your phone, so you can get all your emails there.
So Outlook Hub, I just want to be clear about that. Outlook Hub versus Outlook.
Right. It's only one. You can use the app for Outlook. It's just only one. I call it the Outlook Hub because it can actually house all of your email that you have. So if you have a Gmail, let's say you have a Hotmail, if you still use Hotmail, or if you use other email addresses for different purposes, you can house them all there. These days, it's very easy to integrate them into Outlook.
Super. So that with Word, and you're sending resumes out to jobs.
Absolutely. Word is already formatted for mobile use, and you can make your corrections there. I wouldn't recommend writing your whole resume on your phone.
I think I want to put a bullet in my head.
Yes. But you can make some minor corrections that would be suitable for the employee to use, and so you can send it off right from your phone, because if you're a busy job seeker like you're supposed to be, you're in transit all the time. So that's why mobile is a great way to provide another option for people to continue their search while they're on the move.
So here's the trick question. You're on Indeed, and you want to forward a resume to a job, and they say, apply using Indeed, your Indeed resume, or do you want to send it in Word by yourself? This is the trick question.
I am not crazy about applying to job boards. That's just my usual advice. Job boards, you know the black hole, you know the story. We don't have to go deep into it. Indeed is great for information in so many ways that you want to use it as a background, then go to LinkedIn and start looking up the company, start try to get on some discussions, try to find the end route to connect with people instead of using the black hole.
I applaud you. That was the correct answer. You did not fall into the trap. Because, folks, you know, I must tell you, I use Indeed because my applicant tracking system automatically posts to Indeed. Mm-hmm. And number one, if you use their system to apply, it parses out your address and zip code. That doesn't sound like a big deal until you realize that when everyone searches the database to find resumes, zip code and a radius around that zip code is the parameter that we all use to find the location.
And not only that, but it has great keyword search research tools that you could use just so that you could find to see what type of keywords are employers using to be able to kind of help you land some words that are going to be more prevalent to your search. So you definitely don't want to exclude Indeed for all the tools that it has, but you don't want to use it primarily to apply to jobs.
Agreed. Super. So we've got Microsoft on our phones.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we start adding to do technology? What other technology tools should we deploy as part of our search?
All of these are found on your phone, or you can download them to go to your phone. Highly recommend using the browser on your phone. A lot of people forget that whether you use iPhone or have Safari, you can also download Chrome. You can also use Firefox, although honestly, Chrome is the real deal to do any type of search because it's automatic Google search. You're going to get a wider variety of searches. I'm not saying this is always the best. You can always use both. But the browser on your phone is a great research tool as well. In fact, you'll likely get most of the time the same type of results. Most people say, well, I'm going to wait to go home so I can use my computer. What for? You can go right there on your phone. It's not going to affect your data plan, and it's all right there in your hands.
Out of curiosity, do your Chrome extensions work on your mobile?
You know, I don't use the Chrome extensions on the mobile. I somehow think there are some extensions you might be able to use, but I don't think all of them are compatible with the mobile for some reason. But I've got to try. I've got to actually experiment with them, with more of them. But I don't think all of them integrate on the phone browser.
And the reason I raise that as a subject is as a person who's done recruiting for many years, as I have, mm-hmm. there are some great little tools that I've been informed of that allow you, if you go to LinkedIn, for example, mm-hmm. they'll identify email addresses even if you're not a first level connection.
Right.
They'll pull them in.
Yeah.
So that I'll put a list of them in the show notes that I use, mm-hmm. And folks go exploring to see whether or not they work on your phone.
Awesome. Awesome. That's a great resource. I may even take a look to see what you got.
You better. You better. So searching through your Chrome browser becomes another tool that someone can use. In general, if you're searching with your Chrome browser versus Safari or whatever mm-hmm. other, mm-hmm. what are you using Chrome for? What are you trying to find with it other than the usual everything?
Right. It's a Google search, and I've tried both the Chrome browser and the Safari browser. For the most part, you get the same search results in the phone. In fact, I like Safari for phone better than I do for Safari for your desktop or your laptop. And uh-huh. for some reason, it comes up pretty good with pretty good results. But I think the Chrome browser, people feel more comfortable because of Google, and all those are Google searches. So, you know, it's a matter of preference, and you should try both if you have time to kind of see which one's going to give you the best result for the specific search you're using. I'm not saying that's going to be a broad stroke across the board.
Super. Next tool, what do we get involved with next?
Okay, video apps. Now, you know, I think that you, if you're interviewing, and if you're busy interviewing, most companies are going to video interview or phone interview first. And it's likely these days that you may have two or three interviews before you even get an in-house interview. So you want to have a video app ready to go on your phone. The two that are most popular, the most popular is Skype, because everybody and all the corporations are very comfortable with using Skype. But Google Hangouts is a pretty close second these days, where they can integrate several people on a particular call. So you can still have a panel interview and use Google Hangouts. The other one is Vimeo, but that's more of a playback. I don't know why Vimeo came to mind, because that's really a playback app that's like YouTube. But all that to say that Blab would be what we're using is probably going to be next up, because it's much more seamless in its integration with several people on it. And it has a whole lot less problems. I don't know what your experience is, but I don't have the same problems with Blab that I do with Google Hangouts. But I would say to have at least two of the three on your phone ready to go in case this request for a video interview. And you could do that on the go. You could just get somewhere quiet like a library. You can get in one of those little rooms and you can interview right there and stay on the go.
And it's not tough to do, folks. It's a real easy way to interview. I have a guy who's interviewing for a chief of staff job to the president of a major corporation. And that person's on the go. So it's Skype interviews all the time, just as a way of trying to deal with the mobility of the executive that's involved.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely.
And folks, we're going to be back with more from Mark Anthony Dyson in just a moment. But first...
Hi, it's Jeff. When job hunters contact me for help, often they are struggling with some part of their search. And it's no wonder why. All of us have heard about the 10,000-hour rule that Malcolm Gladwell popularized. You know, 10,000 hours is what's needed in order to become an expert at something. And for job hunters, do you think you got anywhere near 10,000 hours of resume writing experience or job search experience altogether or interviewing background? Of course not. So people thrash around getting frustrated rather than getting advice and help. I launched Job Search Coaching HQ to help people. To help people shortcut their search by giving great information and the ability to ask me questions and get advice throughout your search. It's inexpensive, like less than the price of a hardcover book per month, and will help you dramatically by giving you videos, podcasts, articles. All my books are available there as part of the search, but more importantly, me. You could ask me tons of questions. I've yet to be stumped, because I'm not just simply an expert with 10,000 hours. I'm an expert with 10,000 hours times nine. So go to jobsearchcoachinghq.com, become a member, start exploring. I've got a great opening video that tells you where you should start, and let's get to work with one another. Now, let's get back to our interview.
Okay, we're back with Mark. So we've covered three tools from there so far. We've brought the Microsoft Hub, Outlook, and Word on the phone. We brought Skype and Hangouts in. We've talked about, what was the second one again? I'm sorry, I have a brain cramp. The browser on your phone. We've talked about Chrome, and I've promised to put Chrome extensions in the show notes that they don't always work perfectly, but the list I'm going to have is going to give you a variety of different choices to see if you can locate contact information for some of the people that you search for on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. What's next, Mark?
Well, you want to have job search apps in on your phone. Usually that could be a tricky thing to do, because you got to find the right ones that are not going to hijack your phone operating system. Your phone is a computer now. It's not just something that you talk on like like today. So there's a few things you want to keep in mind. You want to keep in mind the space that you have, the memory that you have. You want to also keep in mind how it works and how well it integrates with other apps. The thing that I recommend with any phone, and this is just a broad stroke here, but I think it's true, depending upon your memory and your RAM is how well your phone is going to operate. If you're one of those people that had to have the eight RAM of the iPhone or 16 RAM, it's likely that you probably shouldn't use that for a lot of job search apps. Now, if you have the 64, the 32 is okay, but if you have the 64, 128, like if any
128.
Of the
phone,
yeah, I have the 64. Any of them, Android, iPhone, they work beautifully, and that way it will process your information a little bit quicker instead of hijacking all the resources on your phones, which also interrupts your calls, interrupts your Skype that you're trying to interview on in a few minutes if you're on there, just to have a good amount of memory there to consider when you're using any of these job search apps.
Any particular ones you recommend?
I don't recommend a specific one. Probably you should have LinkedIn. That's an automatic. You should have that as a job search app. If you're a student, you want to have the student version of the LinkedIn app. But a lot of them are good. Now, funny enough, Beyond.com, which has been around for years, has an app. And they can actually send, like some of the others, they could send leads to your phone. So that might be something to consider, that they can, that the app and the company that produces it can send a lead to by text. Awesome. That saves you having to scour a lot on your phone. But basically, again, this is just an option for you to use while you're on the move. You see something, you want to be able to apply quickly. It helps to have that link via text to go apply right away.
Folks, I like the current iteration of the LinkedIn app because of the messengering feature. Mm-hmm. A lot better. Now, you can actually do a chat session with someone through the app.
Yeah.
Much better than on the desktop. So download it. They also have different apps for different other parts of the system. So you can be kept up to date on people that you know and all that
right.
stuff. But so right. you can communicate with them and make it seem like you care.
Right.
all right. that stuff that we're encouraged to do.
And you want to keep in mind, too, again, most of the apps that we mentioned, this job search apps and LinkedIn especially, it hogs a lot of resources if you have, and you can feel it if you have a phone with a very small amount of memory. So you want to keep in mind what you're able to do. Maybe applying through your mobile may not be feasible, but some of the others don't take up as much resources, like the Microsoft Office. It takes up some, but it actually works fairly seamlessly, even if you have a little bit.
That is cool.
Yeah.
So we've got apps and the other three. What's next?
Okay. I believe in great spelling and grammar as much as you possibly can. And a lot of people don't know there are a few apps that are out there, a few that are good. The best one that I found for your phone is not Grammarly. Grammarly is my favorite. In fact, I have an affiliate program with Grammarly, and I've actually had Grammarly on my show. But likely, you will find the Ginger app, which costs $3.99, will correct your grammar and your spelling. The only thing you have to remember that it will take over your keyboard. It will replace the keyboard that's on iOS for sure and for Android. You can't switch back and forth. It could be a little tricky. But if you're one who has some challenges with spelling and grammar, pay the $3.99 and use it. And I would also say, to carry a little bit further, if you're applying to startups love text. So it really does help to have that text feature and to be able to filter some of your misspellings so you can send a good text to an employer of a startup.
I'm going to detour for 1 second, completely off topic.
Okay.
So You raise text as a subject.
Yes.
You have to leave a message for someone. You call them up. Do you leave your desk number, mobile number, encourage them to call or text you back, email you back? What do you suggest people do?
Most of the time, I'm going to say most people use desktops or laptops to email back. If you're part of a big company, big companies are still kind of, they're okay with email, but they call. If they're a startup, they're much more open to texting. And so, you know, not to say that all startups do, but to have a text back, you want to use your mobile number most of the time for all of your correspondence and let that be the hub, because likely you have your mobile phone with you all the time. Even if you have a house and you're in another part of the house where your landline is, if you still use landlines, then you're going to stay connected. And when you're in part of the job hunt, timing is everything. It's not always urgent by the minute and second, but definitely if you're on the move and you want to be able to respond in an hour, the mobile is the best hub.
Agree wholeheartedly. Cool. What's next? What's the next tool that we work with?
Okay. There are online education tools that are great to use. And I'm not talking about Udemy, although that's pretty good, and some of the others. YouTube is absolutely the best education online tool that you can possibly have, in my opinion. You can search for everything and everything. And people forget, YouTube is a huge search engine. And quite honestly, if you can be found there on YouTube, I would try it. I mean, if you're savvy enough, if you're blogging, I would put a video of some type up there just so that you can have another place where you can be found. But that's besides the point. If we're talking about educating yourself, YouTube is great. Vimeo is great. Second, but YouTube will probably be the first online education tool that you have. Not everybody wants to have YouTube on the phone, but I highly recommend using it as also a research place and not just a place to watch your favorite music videos.
Amen, sir. It's funny. Yeah, I have a lot of videos on YouTube, and
yes, you do. I've seen. Yes, you do.
And I view it as a great tool for education. You know, and when you're in the middle of your job search, whether you watch my stuff, which by the way is on The Big Game Hunter TV, all one word, and put my name in there, Jeff Altman, The Big Game Hunter TV.
Right.
What you'll find is almost 2,000 videos at this point on job search, hiring, what have you. And whether you watch my stuff or someone else's, just start learning what you need to in order to be effective in job search, because you're an amateur. I hate to put it this way, but most job hunters are amateurs.
Yeah, yeah. Most people are still working in the 1999 mode of job search. So I agree with you.
I'll put in the Malcolm Gladwell terms, 10,000 hours to be an expert. And you have how much experience interviewing?
Yeah, right. Right.
Back to you. So my apologies for the detour. Let's get on. What's next?
Well, I'm going to go against the grain. Most people say use your phone, voicemail. I love Umail as your voicemail. It is something that costs these days, and depending what plan you have, whether it's Sprint or Verizon, some of them will give you the basic one for free. Even the basic one that's for free is better than your regular voicemail. I love the one feature, amongst the other features, amongst being able to keep your messages for years. I've used Umail for years. I have messages from 5-6 years ago. And there have been a couple of times when I've been able to use them. And in fact, if you have a blog, you can actually take a code and put the message on your blog if you want to have some social proof that, you know, somebody said that you had great service or that you helped them. That's a great way for employers to find you. But the other feature that I like is for the fact that they intuitively will announce the person that's calling. In other words, Hey, Gail, Mark is not available right now, but if you want to leave a message, you can. If you want to call back, you can. You can customize it even to a certain degree. I paid the $4.99 monthly to get other features in that, but that makes people feel engaged and is very professional. And of course, if you're using your voice as a voicemail, that's okay. But I think what I found in reaction and engagement, email is king.
So the idea is it substitutes for your own voicemail.
Yes.
Does it send you a message?
Yes. Via text,
email,
or by text. And you can also customize messages to a certain number. In other words, let's say an employer is calling, you're waiting for them to call, you know who it's going to call, and that you can actually customize to that person so that number comes up. They can hear your voice and say, you know, I'm away from the phone for a moment, but I tell you what, I'm going to get right back to you. That is special. And it really impacts, say, wow, this person was expecting my call and he sounded really professional. That adds another edge, of course, a small edge, but an edge to impressing an employer.
So specifically for a mobile device, of course, mm-hmm. not for the landline.
Not for landline. I don't know if they even do for landline because I've always used it for my phone.
Mm-hmm. Interesting that you call it my phone.
Yes.
And we have to differentiate now to landlines.
Right. Yeah. Well, my personal mobile phone, which that's probably where most people roll these days, right?
Absolutely true.
Yeah.
Absolutely true. So number eight on your list of tools.
Yes. Number eight. And I think this is the final one. Although I will say that faxing is almost yesterday, but you will get employers that want to have something faxed to you. They may want to have a disclosure agreement before they move on in the process. They may want to for you to sign off on a particular document that allows them to call for references. So there could be a lot of things you can use as far as a fax. You can use dozen of fax apps, which I won't recommend, but I do recommend too if you need to have a signature on those. And that is DocuSign and HelloSign. And they're two different companies, believe it or not. Probably out of the two, I use HelloSign the most because you can get free stuff and it doesn't have to cost you a thing. I've used HelloSign for the last 4 or 5 years. I've yet to pay for it. And that's because I get fax requests. Probably I've gotten maybe 20 for whatever reason. And this is not even job search related. But ultimately, documents have to be signed. You can do it on your phone. It does take a little bit of maneuvering, but it is a very useful app. DocuSign allows you to have that signature right there on in your phone so that you can access at any point, place it on any document, and boom, you're gone. You're done. You have to stop to go to Federal Express for a fax.
So does it only work with fax or can it work with email as well?
It can work with email as well. It can integrate really well into email. In fact, I think it's better when it's integrated email. And yes, you can use your email phone apps to also access these as well.
And what comes to mind, folks, it's great for signing the offer letter.
Yes, absolutely. That's the one we really want to be ready for, of course. And you could continue on. And like I said, mobile is just another way. These suggestions are just another way to engage your job search. I'm not saying that's going to get better results, but these days you keep it moving. You do. So you want to be able to be prepared for that. And what's a better way to have some things to help you with your job search and stay on the move?
So in theory, you're sending a cover email different than a cover letter. And you put the letter in the body of the email. You can actually sign in there and send it off. And people will notice that and go, hey, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. And, I think that, we can have long discussions. We've talked before. We had long discussions about resumes and cover letters and how they look. But, the main thing in keeping in mind when you use these apps, these are all going to fit no matter how you do it, whether you use a laptop or a mobile. And you get a recruiter who's looking at their mobile phone more than likely because they're moving all the time too, as you well know. Mm-hmm. So you're prepared to meet the challenge and to be as timely as anybody else.
That is super. Mark, thank you so much for making time today. How can people find out more about you and the work that you do?
Well, you can go to thevoiceofjobseekers.com. And I have everything there for you, whether you want to do it by email or you just want to leave a comment or call me. And there's a SpeakPipe app on the site where you can just leave a message right there on the site. You don't have to pick up a phone or anything.
Super. Mark, thank you. And folks, I'll be back next time with someone else to help you with your search. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I hope you enjoyed today's show. And visit jobsearchcoachinghq.com. It is a great site with lots of great information to help you with your search, plus the ability to ask me questions and move your search forward far faster. Hope you enjoyed. Hope you have a great day.
For more job search advice, visit Jeff's website at thebiggamehunter.us. That's thebiggamehunter.us.